Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 47, Quarreling. 2 Timothy 2:14, remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. 2 Timothy 2:23-26, have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. End of verses. It is intriguing to me how followers of Jesus often strongly disagree on various subjects, especially spiritual subjects. I take this to be evidence of just how much our own experience and culture impact how we understand things, and just how imperfect our understanding is. Based on the many differing beliefs that many genuine followers of Jesus hold to, I conclude that our understanding is not as inspired by the Holy Spirit as we may think it is. Scripture says, in 1 Corinthians 13:12 NIV, now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Romans 12:3, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. End of verse. We tend to think of ourselves and our own knowledge more highly than we ought to. This can lead believers into arguments and quarrels that are not beneficial. Consider some additional verses regarding our speech. Proverbs 10:19 NIV, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. James 1:19-20, know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. End of verses. What about you? Have you quarreled with someone recently? What was the outcome? For further reflection, Matthew 12:33-37, out of the overflow of the heart. Luke 6:45, for out of the overflow of his heart. Romans 16:17-18, watch out for those who cause divisions. Titus 3:9-11, avoid foolish controversies. James 1:26, a tight rein on his tongue. James 3:1-18, the tongue is a fire. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins,